Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. We've been hearing a lot about the explosion of Western classical music in China. We've covered this on Soundcheck in the past. But here in the States, a Chinese-born musician has been working to popularize the sounds of her homeland. Wu Man is a virtuoso of the pipa, an ancient lute-like instrument. Since moving to America 15 years ago, she's played everything from Appalachian folk music to Bollywood hits to jazz and avant-garde sounds. In the background, you've been hearing her latest collaboration with the Kronos Quartet, music by Terry Riley. Wu Man recently returned to China on a mission to discover its traditional folk music. The fruits of her field research will be featured during a 3-week festival of Chinese music taking place at Carnegie Hall. Wu Man joins us now and will be performing momentarily with one of her collaborators in the festival. But first, Wu Man, good to see you again.
Hi.
You've become known here in the States, especially for being a very progressive player of this traditional instrument playing. But here you are looking back, looking for old traditional sounds, and not necessarily the sounds of the Han majority, but the different ethnic groups in China. What's the attraction there, and why should we as Americans be interested in this?
Well, I always think, well, I really enjoy the making new music and what I'm doing here, try to order different possibility for my instrument. But the other hand, of course, the traditional instrument, you know, traditional music always in my body or in my blood. So every time I go back to China, I'm always looking for the different sound. And of course, the festival gave me this chance, and I made a few trips back to. The idea I want to do is, what I said is, like, I really want to have New York audience or American audience heard some Chinese music we never heard here. Mm-hmm. That's my purpose. That's my goal.
So you didn't end up in the big cities, but going out into the countryside, up into the mountains and things like that. So this is not the music you grew up with, is it?
No, I grew up in the urban city and played the urban instrument and the trend from music conservatory. And for me, you know, this is only a small part of Chinese music, you know, pipa and, you know, Han music. Mm-hmm. But what is Chinese music?
Well, I mean, there's over a billion people in China, so there must be many, many answers to that.
Yes.
The music that you've uncovered, that you've discovered in the farms and the villages and stuff, do people in the cities of China know this music?
Mostly they don't.
Well, maybe you ought to bring some there, too.
I'm hoping, yes, and exciting, yep.
Now, is there some sort of political dimension to this? I mean, can you make a statement like, you know, this music from this ethnic group is important and not have political overtones to that? Because there's been some unrest, especially in the west of China recently.
But this festival, I haven't bring any musician from the west. I just wanted to show audience how many variety of Chinese music. But of course, because limited time, and we only have 3 weeks, so you want to be bring so many things.
Right.
And like you mentioned, thousands different kind of music. Mostly I bring the very ancient type of, which is a Taoist music, monk, and then the shadow puppets, which is from the center of China, and wild, like gypsy music. But also we bring the South, the singers, female singer group.
These are the Dong people?
Dong people, right. And it's very close to Southeast Asia. They have so many different traditions as well.
And so does the Chinese government frown on this sort of thing? I mean, you know, they're certainly very proud of Han music, you know, the music of the majority. What about all these other types of music that are out there?
Well, they survive in their own village, in own community, but of course not exaggerate, bring out to say this is what we should what. But in all the musicians, all the I visited those places, they're still quite activity. They're local.
So it's a very regional kind of...
Very regional kind, yes.
All right, now, speaking of the music of the Han majority in China, that's the instruments that we know in the West, the pipa, which is the lute, the qin, which is the zither. That's where these instruments come from.
Qin is the oldest plucking instrument from China, regional Chinese instrument, mm-hmm. with probably 3,000 years with a history, very long, very scholar-type, intellectual-type solo instrument.
So this would have been an instrument played in the courts, in the imperial courts.
Yes, and also self-entertainment.
Mm-hmm. And Zhao Jiazhen is the performer who's here with us in the studio with this this beautiful zither-like instrument. And the two of you are going to play a piece called Recalling an Old Friend. How old a piece is this?
Wow, how old is this piece?
About
1,600 years.
600 years.
Yes.
So a relative young
piece
in the Chinese repertoire. You want to play it for us?
Sure.
All
this
right.
is typical Qing music.
Except it's being played not just on the qin, but with the pipa
See what happens.
All right. Wu Man plays the pipa. Zhao Jiazhen plays the qin. Here is a live performance of Recalling an Old Friend on Soundcheck. Thank you. That is a lovely, intimate, and very ancient piece of music from China, recalling an old friend played live in our studio, Wu Man playing the pipa, the lute, Zhao Jiazhen playing the qin, the zither, which actually looks and almost is played like a pedal steel or a lap steel guitar. And tomorrow and Saturday night in Zhenkel Hall at Carnegie, both at 7:30 p.m., the three-week festival of Chinese music includes the Dong Female Singing Group and the Ba Da Chui Percussion Quartet and lots of others. Wu Man, Zhao Jiazhen, thank you both for being with us.
And thank you.
Have a great time at this festival at Carnegie Hall.
Thank you, John. Yeah, we will.
This is Soundcheck.